A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Jesus withdrew with his disciples to the lakeside, and great crowds from Galilee followed him, from Judea and from Jerusalem, and from Idumea and Transjordan, and the region of Tyre and Sidon. Great numbers who had heard of all he was doing came to him. And he asked his disciples to have a boat ready for him, because of the crowd, to keep him from being crushed. For he had cured so many, that all who were afflicted in any way were crowding forward to touch him. And the unclean spirits, whenever they saw him, would fall down before him and shout, "You are the Son of God." But he warned them strongly not to make him known. On reading the selection from Mark's Gospel, a phrase caught my attention. It is halfway down the paragraph, and it says that Jesus asked his disciples to have a boat ready for him. Why did Jesus need a boat? Mark says that it was because of the crowd, to keep him from being crushed. Mark does not tell us whether Jesus really used the boat. Surely, the disciples obeyed him and had one ready for him. But it is only Christ's request that Mark mentions, nothing else about the boat. Meditating on the text, I tried to figure out the importance, if any, this mention of the boat has in Mark's story. I imagine that if the evangelist mentioned it, it is important. And if he says nothing about Jesus using the boat, it seems that Christ's request to have a boat ready is what it is all about. The reason for this request, according to Mark, is to keep Jesus from being crushed. Now, chapter 3 in Mark's Gospel tells us about three sources from which Jesus faced the risk of being crushed. There were the Pharisees in the synagogue, hoping for something to charge him with. These went out and began at once to plot with Herodians against him, discussing how to destroy him. We know that Jesus was crushed by their plotting, and he was nailed to the cross. Jesus needed a boat not to be crushed by his enemies, and he asked his disciples to have it ready. Then there was the crowd. People learned about what Jesus was doing, and all who were afflicted in any way were crowding forward to touch him. We all know how dangerous an excited crowd can be. So Jesus asked his apostles to have a boat ready for him. The unclean spirits tried to crush him by falling down before him and shouting, "You are the Son of God." Surely, they did not want to honor the Lord, but to hinder his mission. Here, Jesus did not need a boat. He just shouted them down and warned them strongly not to make him known, for his hour had not yet come. And there was his family. His family did not want to crush him, but they were afraid. Mark tells us, they set out to take charge of him. They said, "He is out of his mind." What was his family afraid of? If the religious authorities were all out to crush him, civil authorities were not that much happy with him. Surely, the Romans did not like people who gathered crowds around them, who taught the crowds, who made them hope. We know that the Romans did not think it twice to crush anybody who threatened their authority. And we know how people were eagerly waiting for a Messiah to free them from Roman oppression. Jesus' family knew all this and were afraid, preoccupied because of Jesus and because of the possible fallout on them. So Jesus needed a boat made ready for him. Where did Jesus get his boat? It is interesting that immediately after this paragraph, in which Jesus asked his disciples to get a boat ready for him. Mark tells us how Jesus went up onto the mountain and summoned those he wanted. So they came to him, and he appointed 12. They were to be his companions, and to be sent out to proclaim the message. And he shared with them his power to drive out devils. So I remained with the impression that this is the boat Jesus was asking for. Surely he got the physical boat he wanted, but he also got the men he wanted to make the boat ready for him, or better still, to be the boat he wanted. So even when Jesus was crushed to death by the religious authorities and the civil rulers, and the crowd turned against him, the boat was there. And when the disciples received the Holy Spirit, like the wind that blows wherever it pleases, they set sail and went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word by the signs that accompanied it. If we accept this interpretation of today's text, maybe we should consider as directed to us Christ's request to have a boat ready for him. Isn't he asking you and me to have this boat prepared for him, to be part of the boat? Let us remember that people are still crowding forward to touch a Savior, for they are being crushed by current situations, and we should offer ourselves to lead people to the Savior, the real one, Christ. There are others who are willing and even eager to crush Christ, because through his call for justice and peace, he threatens those who breed and thrive on the suffering of others. These offer the suffering people a fabricated Savior who cannot save anybody because he does not come from God. So, let us have a boat ready for Jesus.